Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to examine what does it really mean to be caught up in God's mission. We'll look at identity, challenges in this world, and the hope that's only found in Christ. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. This is Pastor Gary, and this is episode 72. We're going to be looking at a question that I posed last week in our Sunday service, and it was, are you caught up in God's mission? What does this mean for us exactly? So we're going to look at this, review a few things, and then look at these three main points. Our identity. Who is our identity in, and what is our identity if we're following Jesus? Second, the challenges in this world that come at us fast and furious, you name it, and it is coming after us. And how do we respond in these times? And what can we pull from Scripture to help us as we are in the middle of God's mission, His big mission? What does that mean for us? And the third thing is, where does our hope come from? And spoiler alert, our hope comes from a relationship with God and God alone. And so we're going to look at Psalm 139 and how that plays itself out in our life and some walking points, if you will, as we look at this week's podcast. So let's jump right in. The first thing I want to talk about is our identity. I think it's very important in today's world to understand that if we are following Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that's who we proclaim, then we have an identity. And I think there is no better place to find that than in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. And this just kind of summarizes this all, that if we're in Christ, this is what we're called to. This is what we're to be about. So I'm going to read these verses, and then I'm going to go back and highlight a few things. So starting in verse 17, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If you're a highlighter or a circler or a note taker, circle the word new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us or made us right with him to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, circle that word ministry, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against them. And he committed to us the message, circle message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, circle the word ambassador, as though we were making the appeal, he was making the appeal through us. We implore you as Christ, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I love these verses. But let's go back and look at these first and foremost. This new creation. Understand this, that if we have called on the name of Jesus Christ, we have surrendered to him, we are a new creation. It tells us the old is gone, the new has come. It's not that the old, the sin nature is fully gone yet. It's just that we are new in Christ, that we have the ability to conquer sin, not because of anything we've done, but because of work of Jesus on the cross. And that should get you excited. So if someone were to meet you before Christ and after Christ, they should say, aha, this person is new. There's something that's changed, and this should never stop. The second key part of our identity, that yes, we are a new creation in him, and that as part of that, God has given us, as followers of Jesus, the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus did it all, but it's through our faith in him and placing our trust in him that now that we are saved, we're a new creation, we have a ministry of reconciliation. In other words, that is what we're to be about. This is critical as we think about our identity. Our ministry, what we do to serve Christ, is all centered around that. The third key word here is the message, or the gospel. We're given not only the ministry or the responsibility, but we're also given the means, the message of the gospel to take this and share this with all that we come in contact with. Another important part of our identity is ambassador. And an ambassador, just understand, speaks on behalf of the king. You and I, if we follow Jesus, we've been given the ministry, we've been given the message, but we've also been given the authority to do his ministry and to take his message, the gospel, and tell other people about it. And ambassadors speak for or on the behalf of the person they represent, and what they carry with them is the authority, the strength, the power that God has given us, that we've been given by the one that we represent. Let us never forget that. That is our identity in Christ, because he, Jesus, who had no sin, died for us, paid for our brokenness, paid for our rejection of God, and said, because of what he's done, if we place our faith in him, we too become children of God, a new creation. We're given a ministry and a message to take, and we are considered God's representatives. That's our identity. And so when we think about this idea of what does it mean to be caught up in God's mission, that's it. To be caught up in God's mission is to be part of and representing him in taking the message in the ministry of reconciliation to the people and telling him about these things. So then the second part of this I want to remind you is that there are challenges in this world. There are. We have personal challenges, we have family challenges, we have church challenges, and we even have global world challenges. And I'd be remiss if I didn't comment just a minute about this war that's going on in Iraq right now. Excuse me, Iran. There has been, the United States government has made the determination that they needed to go in and start basically conducting war efforts and bombing and doing all these things. And we're not going to get into talking about whether this is just, whether it's not just, whether this is the right thing to do or not. What I want to focus is on that if we're caught up in God's mission, how do we respond when these types of things happen? How do we respond? Well, there's a couple of things that I want to focus in on. And some of these you might say, oh, that's cliche, Pastor. Well, it is a bit cliche, but it's also very true. The first thing, and I heard this from a talk show host just today, he's reflecting on all of this that was happening and what's his takeaways. And this is my top takeaway as well, is that we must remember that God is in control. And even one step further than that, kind of a 1B, we can recognize God's in control, but we also need to make this statement, I trust you, God. Catch that? Not only do we recognize that God is in control, but we need to make this statement so our heart knows that we trust God, and that even if we don't understand what's happening, we're caught up in God's mission, a part of the bigger mission, and we can say, I trust God. I trust him. I know that he is going to work all things out, as Scripture tells us, for the good of those that are in Christ Jesus. His mission is going to happen. He is going to see his mission happen. And while we get to be a part of that, we need to have that trust in our God that he is in control, and then we can trust him. The second thing we need to do is we need to submit. We need to submit to his authority. And we need to also, especially in a country like the United States where we feel like we have more say in how government is run, we also need to understand that Romans chapter 13 tells us that God has placed whoever's in the position of authority in the government at that point in time, he has placed them there. And even if it is not necessarily appearing like it's a positive thing or we don't agree with everything they do, or in fact, we really just disagree with everything they do, we need to, just like we need to trust God, we need to trust him in this fashion that he has placed these things in authority and we can trust him. And we are to follow along and submit to that authority as long as it doesn't cause us to go against God's word, okay? Either preventing us from doing something that we're commanded to do or not allowing us to do something that we are commanded to do. So no matter what is the thing there, we can trust God. So we may not fully understand, and here's a newsflash to most of us, is we're never going to fully know details. We're never going to fully know the details that go into this, but we can trust that God is in control. And the last thing I want to comment about this is that regardless of what's happening around us, the challenges in the world, one, we should not be surprised, but two, we should always be going back to this statement that are we caught up in God's mission? And what is God's mission? And we saw that in our identity earlier in this podcast. Our identity is to take the mission and the message that he's given us and to take it wherever we go and to be his light where we go. Well, the final thing I want to do in this episode today is to consider this. Now that we know, being caught up in God's mission is part of our identity. And yes, we're going to face challenges. And I gave a couple of quick things we could do to kind of stay connected and to trust God in those situations and place our trust and hope in Him. The last thing I want to do is look at what does it mean to have hope found only in God? What does this look like? Well, I wanted to read some verses to you from Psalm 139. One of my favorite psalms. It's a good one. It's a good one to look at the whole thing. But there's three things that I want to pull out of here. The first thing is that in the midst of trials and in the midst of being caught up in God's mission, we can rest in the fact and have hope because God knows us. In Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4, we see this. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You search me and you've known me. You know when I sit, when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Take hope today. You, as a follower in Jesus, have an identity rooted in Him. And yes, things are going to be difficult. Yes, things are going to be hard to get through. There's going to be things that are trying to distract us, but we can take hope in the fact that God knows you. That brings me incredible hope. He knows me. He knows what I'm doing, and He is there. The second thing I want to pull from this is that He not only knows me, but He created me. In verse 13, it says, For you have created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. It's not lost on me that how amazing this is, that the God of the universe that created everything knew me and chose me and knitted me together in my mother's womb. So what that tells me is that He's prepared me for the part in His mission that I'm called to do. I'm 48 years old, and 48 plus years ago, I was being created, and my DNA was being knitted together, and who my personality was and what it was going to be like was going to be knitted together. And God knew that what was going to happen to me through my life to prepare me for this moment in time where I am part of His mission. Yes, I'm leading a church now as a pastor, which is just mind-boggling to me, but God knew what I needed even for that and prepared me and brought me along and gave me a hope that can be only found in Him. And then the last thing that I want to take away from this, that not only does God know me, not only has God created me, but He's created me with the same knowledge of wanting to know Him. In the end of this chapter, Psalm 139, it says, verse 23, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I love this. See, God knows us, God creates us, and then God gives us this desire to know Him. And we're the psalmist here, David, is saying, Listen, search me, know me, prepare me. Bring any anxious thoughts to my heart and my mind so that I can surrender them to you. If there's any offensive way in me, any sin, lead me in the way of everlasting. Show me those thoughts and make them true in me. Make them right. Get me connected to your mission, O God. And so today I want to encourage you. You're going to hear a lot of things over the next few days, most likely, about this conflict in Iran. It's going to scare people. You're going to find people that are like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And I want to give you a hope today. Draw on your faith that's in Jesus. Know that your identity as a follower in Jesus is rooted in Him and this mission and message He's given us. And He wants you, He's called you to be a spokesperson for His message. Then we can trust Him. We can trust His placement of authority. We can believe that He is doing things bigger than what we could possibly ever understand, and we can trust Him. And finally, He knows us. He's created us, and He's given us that desire to know Him. So spend time today, spend time this week, devoted time to following, knowing, and seeking the Lord and God of this universe. He wants you to be part of His mission. He's called you to be a part of His mission. But today there may be a surrendering that needs to happen. Seek that out. Ask Him to reveal it in your heart and then surrender to where He's calling you. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.